تفاوتی که میان مکتب انبیا و مکتب‌های بشری هست.
The difference between prophet schools and humans school is
Shahid Motahhari's character is combined of many different traits. His many different dimensions is what makes him a unique and
ریختن خون عزیز ما تأیید شد انقلاب ما.
By shedding the blood of our beloved Shahid Motahhari, our revolution was approved.
Martyr or Shahid Murtaza Motahhari, usually we call him Ustad or Muallim. The Muallim term can be basically translated in this way. It's not just teaching something or he learned something. Basically, he was practically living his life according to what he learned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, an analysis on the thoughts and works of the most outstanding Muslim scholars and thinkers across the Nation of Islam, with the presence of Dr. Murtaza Razazadeh and Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, two religious experts from the Islamic Hawza of Qom. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome to your show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
You're welcome. And Dr. Razazadeh, assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome to your show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for having me.
So, as usual, we're going to play one audio, Farsi audio file, of Shahid Murtaza Motahhari, one of the greatest thinkers, philosophers, and jurists of the contemporary Iran, who was assassinated about 40 years ago. He had great and maybe the greatest speeches, and most of his speeches have been changed into the formats of the books and translated into different languages. He was a thinker and theologist and philosopher. Let's listen to today's file of Shahid Murtaza Motahhari, and then we will continue our discussion based on his speech and points.
یه ادهی خیال میکنن که احساسات وطن پرستیشون بخواد به جوش بیاد به نام خدا و ایران.
Today, some proletariats fashionably cry in the name of people or Allah and the people. This is all polytheistic. In the name of Allah has no right to exceed what is permitted by Sharia to utter when we cannot say in the name of Allah and the Prophet. How can we say in the name of the people or in the name of the country? Every day, polytheism manifests and glorifies itself in one form or another amongst the people. God and people means nothing. With God and next to God, you cannot place anything to Allah. To Allah, you need to take it to the people, to Allah, not with Allah. With here has no meaning.
Okay, this was Shahid Murtaza Motahhari talking about the sacredness of the name of Allah and the divinity that this name has. Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, what's your opinion on that?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. After Surah Al-Hamd, the very second surah is Surah Al-Baqarah.
Yes.
And in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 3, yes, it says, "Alladhina yu'minuna bil-ghayb." It's a clear statement. It's the third verse of the chapter Baqarah, second surah, second chapter. Those who believe in the unseen, وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. They are muttaqin, basically. Okay. So obviously, the people who believes, they should believe on unseen, and that is one of the conditions of the mu'min or the believer.
Okay.
And obviously, there are the different levels. Mm-hmm. We need to practice this.
Yes.
And the more you practice, the more you get ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You know, these distractors are really high.
These are distractors, but obviously, okay, you should be smart.
Mm-hmm.
Smart in a case, you know, when you're, for example, if you're playing a video game, mm-hmm, and you're very much into it, if your mother calls you, if your dad calls you, or maybe your brother or sister, you look at them, you answer them, but still you're getting back to your game.
Yeah.
It's they're calling or they're calling you for something. It does not distract you from playing game into which you're so much busy. If you're busy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you're thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these all things should be the means to reach to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should use it in a way so that it takes you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It should not take you away from the goal that you need to achieve. Everything has two way of using, the good way of bad way.
Okay.
It depends on us that these means that are, these distractions that we are talking like, these are the distractions, it can become a mean to reach to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
For example, you can use the same technology in order to get more ma'rifah or knowledge.
That's right.
Of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To get the things more clear for you.
Technology is the god for some people nowadays. I mean, they believe in technology
obviously
as
because
god.
they're looking the outer thing.
Yes.
They're just looking the
object,
the luxury
outcomes.
And
yes.
the entertainment or yes. you know the facility that yes. this technology is giving to them.
Okay.
But obviously it should be a mean to achieve okay. in order to achieve the perfection.
That's
on
right.
the payful.
And also the Shia community sometimes you know condemned by the other sects, you know, believing in your imams and the infallible imams and the household of Prophet Muhammad as the god, and you forget the god. To some extent, there
no,
are
no,
two.
That's the problem. The problem is obviously they're looking at us from outside.
Yes.
I gave this example many times. I gave the example of Hajj many times. Mm-hmm. I think in this program or other programs.
Okay.
That if you consider a non-Muslim looking at the Hajj ceremony, without having an information about the Muslims, what they're doing during the Hajj, he will see, oh, Muslims are God mad. They're running between two mountains. They're stoning three pillars. Why are they doing? And when he reports that to other people, they say, it's not a good religion because they every year have to run between two mountains because they don't exercise through the year, for
okay.
example.
Okay, for example.
They, because they are so much angry, so they have to stone these three pillars
okay.
so that they can get out, they can have this anger like
okay.
outside their body. If he does not have any knowledge about mm-hmm. the inside of Islam,
okay.
he does not know what's behind it.
That's right.
Same is the case with those people who accuse the Shias to be believing as the Prophet or the Imams as their God.
Mm.
Because they're not within the Shia, they did not read the Shia school. They are the wasila, they are the means to reach to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I just mentioned the verse, Surah Ma'idah, chapter
yes.
Ma'idah, verse number 35.
35,
Allah
right.
says, comes towards me through the mean. This mean can be prayers, this mean can be the Hajj, that can be the Quran, that can be Ahlul Bayt, and the Prophet. Obviously, we have this statement that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you want to do astaghfar, if you want to do repentance, come through the Prophet. Go to the Prophet, and then I will accept your repentance.
That's all right.
These are the statements of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we see this. So the problem is we believe in Ahlul Bayt or the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the mean to reach to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not something parallel to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
And when we are thinking they are the means, that's why we say bihaqqi Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
Or when we are sending a salawat, obviously these are the means that, oh Allah, please consider this reference that I have brought to you and then accept my prayers and all those things.
That's right. Okay.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
Doctor, is there anything to add?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I wanted to get back to what we were talking before this discussion about, although we are monotheists or muwahhid in one sense,
yes.
but at the same time, we may be somehow
acting polytheism.
You know okay. what Quran says about this?
Okay.
That's a warning, and that's one of the very important
very
verses of the Quran. In chapter 12, verse number 106, Allah the Almighty says to His Prophet, وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. That's very interesting for me, and that's one of the most fascinating verses of the Quran that whenever I reflect on it, I'm just amazed, you know?
So,
and it says that And most of them, who are those them? Most of the believers, most of the monotheists.
Okay.
And most of them do not believe in Allah without ascribing partners to Him. So it means that at the same time that they are monotheists, and it's okay, they are Muslims, they are monotheists, they are believers, at the same time they are mushrik. Wow. And this is what God says in the Quran. Many people think that, okay, we are muwahhid. How is that possible? We are mushrik at the same time. Yes, it is, and it is in the Quran. So, وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ, unless they are polytheists, while they are so this is a warning. And as I said, it has many different examples of ascribing something as a partner to God.
Yes.
One of them, which is actually the a general concept and has always had different examples in the history of some of the things that you mentioned are examples of that, is what God says in another chapter, another verse of the Quran, chapter 45, verse number 23. He says, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ. This is the beginning of the verse. Have you seen him who has taken his desire to be his God? So the point is that in many of these cases, or in most of these cases, what is being worshipped is the desire of the person.
Okay.
And this actually desire can have many examples. Sometimes it can be technology. Sometimes it can be your, you know, whatever.
Your religious, your religious priorities.
Exactly,
it could
your,
be okay.
Your biases, you know,
okay.
People that people whom you love, your the closest people whom you love, and you have to love them.
Mm-hmm.
And in the very extreme examples, like what Shahid Mutahhari was talking about, sometimes this example can be even the saints and the prophets of God.
Yes.
If you put them in the place of God, that then where is that is the problem? And let me finish with this hadith from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam that can actually make this even more beautiful and clearer. And he says, لَوْ اجْتَمَعَ أَهْلُ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَنْ يَصِفُ اللَّهَ بِعَظَمَتِهِ لَمْ يَقْدِرُوا. You know, I said that we need to do justice to everything. He says, if all the people of the skies and the earth gather with each other, and actually, yes, if they gather in order to do just one thing, in order to describe the greatness and the majesty of God, they will fail. They cannot even describe what God is. And he wants to say that he is even greater than being described.
Definable.
Yeah. Okay. So we cannot even describe God as it really deserves, let alone understanding him. And so we need to be very careful about not putting anything in the place of God.
That's
it has. It is very easy to be said, but very difficult to be applied
to
in practice. Yeah,
that's right.
So I think I hope that God Himself helps us achieve that really, really important and ultimate
very
goal.
Good. So we have to do strengthen our monotheism on a daily basis. Not only in words, because we do salat, we claim on our being monotheism, the oneness of Allah. But
all our spiritual exercises need to be headed towards that goal, to become a true monotheist.
Very good.
Basically, we can say like you need to do everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's all right.
Qurbatan ilallah. If you have anything else, for example, if we slaughter an animal for the sake of Allah and we take another name with it.
Okay.
This for the sake of Allah is very important.
Okay.
And anything that you do, if it is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
that
takes you towards the monotheism, inshallah.
Thank you very much, Sayyid Mohsen Naghvi and Dr. Rezazadeh. Very nice elaboration regarding the topic of submission to Allah and what is the difference between polytheism and monotheism. Dear listeners of Arabic English Radio, thank you very much too for listening to this episode of The Teacher. Please visit our website at parstoday.com/en Call of Islam page. Also our YouTube page, Call of Islam Radio. May Allah help us not to be distracted from the right path of Him. Till another episode, fi amanallah. God bless you all.
We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from al-mu'allim. Surely we've wronged hanged ourselves, what will we say in front of it? Ya Mu'allim, peace be upon you, truly you are our teacher. Mu'allim.